Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening for a Monday evening. July 28th, 2014, and this is Gary L. Wimmer on Blog Talk Radio, Psychics Gone Wild. Good to have you folks with us tonight. Often I have a co-host with me. If one of the ladies calls in to co-host with me, if I recognize the number, I'll let her on. But for right now, I'll probably be doing most of this show by myself. And just want to let you know that we will take calls. I will take calls in the order people call in. So just to give you an idea, 313-954-414-610-111 and 614. Those are the area codes that are calling in. So I'll get you all in the order called. By the way, 614, if you want to, you didn't press 1, so you're not actually lined up to get a reading or make a comment. If you do want to get a reading or make a comment, press 1. But meanwhile, good to have all you folks with us tonight. My name is Gary Wimmer, like I said, and I'm always honored to be hosting on this show with Psychics Gone Wild, with Psychic Jethro, and a lot of you, the other great readers that we have. A little bit about myself. I got interested in psychic ability back in the late 60s. Actually, a lady did a horoscope for me while I was in college studying to be an electrical engineer and told me a lot about myself and turned me on to a lot of psychics, Casey, Madame Blavatsky, Ruth Montgomery, and a bunch of other psychics. And I started reading a lot of this information back in the late 60s. And in the early 70s, I started giving readings. In 1977, I had a very profound, enlightening, incredible experience. I wrote a book about it called A Second in Eternity. You folks should check it out. It's quite an interesting story, a true story about a near-death experience I had in 1977. And certainly showed me things that I couldn't imagine until having had that experience that human beings could actually know or experience. But indeed, we as human beings can go to the infinite mind and come back. There's several people in the last 10 or 15, 20 years have been talking about that. Not many people talked about it in 77 when I had my experience, so I knew what I'd experienced, but I certainly didn't understand or didn't expect anybody to believe me or agree with me or whatever, but that was just fine and dandy. In 1980, I met a lady, a very gifted psychic named Alice Worrall, and she pretty well guided me from 1980 until she passed away just the end of last year. She also taught me a method of psychic method of divination called lithomancy. And I'll be doing some readings for you folks tonight with lithomancy. And real quick, how this works. Lithomancy, I use 16 stones, or 10 planet stones, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto, and 6 personal stones, love, life, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And when I do it in person, the person, the subject drops the stones into this little thin piece of letter that defines a circle about 14 inches in diameter. When I do it over the phone or on the radio, as I will tonight, I will hold the stones and I will get them nice and warm, put your energy into them, ask you to say drop. And when you say drop, I'll drop the stones. In either case, I start reading from the center of the clock. The center of the circle, excuse me, up toward the top, which basically defines a clock at 12 o'clock, and I read it around like a clock for 12 weeks, each hour representing a week. So that's a method called lithomancy. And those of y'all that would like to learn about this method, which is not very well known, but extremely interesting, very intuitive, and pretty easy. Once you learn what the stones are and you start developing your own system of interpretation, it's amazing. It's reading symbolism. That's all it is, reading symbolism. And that's why, even though the sun and moon and Pluto are basically not planets, they're considered planets in astrology because it's symbolism anyway. It's not really trying to claim that Pluto or the moon or the sun are actually planets. It's symbolism. The book I wrote is called A Second in Eternity. So you can check it out, A Second in Eternity. Excuse me, A Second in Eternity is a book I wrote, but the book about lithomancy is called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And you can check out both these books on Kindle or Amazon. And if you want to find a little bit more about me, you can go to psychicsgonewild.com, check out Gary Wimmer, or you can go to GaryWimmer.com/psychic, PSYCHIC. If you go to GaryWimmer.com, you'll be on my homepage. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, but I'm not doing as much of that nowadays as I am psychic work. So, having said that, I'm about to take some callers, but first I want to get a little drink of water. So I'm going to play just 30 seconds of some music here, get a little drink of water, and be right back with you folks in less than a minute, probably about 30 seconds. This is Love of the New Religion. I'm not sure what it is, but it's here on the dashboard. Jethro put it there, so we'll play it for just a moment. Be back in 30 seconds, folks, get a little drink. Said 30 seconds, and it turned out to be about 35 seconds, but that's pretty close, pretty close, pretty close. Those of you that are calling in, don't hang up. Stay in the order you are. Try to get to all of you. Really will. So starting with area code 313. 313, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Sherelle.
Sherelle, what a beautiful name again. I've heard a couple ladies named Sherelle. Maybe it was you. I'm not sure. Have I done a reading for you before? Sherelle?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have?
Yes.
Was it helpful?
Oh, very helpful. If it wasn't,
right,
I wouldn't be calling back.
Well, good, girl. Do you have a specific
question? How are you doing,
question? Honey? Oh, compared to the world, I look at the news, 5 minutes of CNN, woo, I'm blessed. So much war, so much anger and frustration and I'm not involved in all those crises and I feel blessed. And to all of us, we should feel blessed. You know, we really should. How can I help you, Sherelle? You got some specific questions? You want to take a look at the next couple months?
Yes.
What's on your mind, my dear?
Yes.
Next couple months, you want to kind of take a look at that?
No, I was wondering, what do my guys or people from the other side, what are the messages they have to give me for today? The heck is this?
Okay, well, you know what I'm feeling?
Yes,
a couple,
come on, tell me,
a couple of things. First of all, the fact that you want to connect,
yes,
that's a good sign. It's a good sign. It's showing you're starting to really open up more and more and more into your intuition. And as you do, not only do you get more balance, this is sort of what the cards are telling me, the stones are telling me, your guides are telling me all kind of at once. really, because, you know, we on Earth, we divide things up. Because on Earth, in time and space, you are you, I'm me, and that's a car, that's a truck, everything's divided. When you get out of the physical, things aren't quite so clearly defined, so they float around in different ways, and that's why you can feel guides a lot of different ways. Look for the signs, because you are wanting to improve your ability. Now, how do you improve your ability? If you're a swimmer, you practice. Or a piano player, you practice.
Right. I've been trying to. So
yeah, well,
if you ask them, how do they send messages to me? Like, how can I better understand?
Well,
do they send it through the...
There's all kinds of ways. I have a feeling the first way you're going to get is to just feel at peace, feel effective about the way you're going about it. Because when you feel a little bit of effectiveness, just like a little bit of light, things feel better. You head that direction rather than where things feel worse. Meditation is a strong key. Now, you have a male in particular who's really interested in you. You do have certainly some female guides, but there's a strong male and female guide. The male guide seems to be someone who's like real, was real lively and friendly and trying to inspire you to be, I don't know how well you know him, but he's really like trying to inspire you to be bolder and wilder and push your talents and don't hold back, that sort of thing.
I don't know who that might be.
I don't know. It didn't seem like someone you knew. It seemed like someone who's kind of just helping you, maybe as someone you don't know as well or someone from a past life. But it, the females, and I say it plural, they seem to be helping you relax about decision-making. That's what they're trying to tell you to do. Have more faith in yourself. Be more confident in your decision-making. And they're sort of underscoring what I was saying about read the signs. Practice to read the signs. I don't know. I'm going to tell you and all you folks a little message, I suppose. We can invent systems and use them. About 2 years ago, for about the 30th time, I lost my keys. And after frantically looking through every drawer, I thought, to hell with this. I sat on the couch and thought, keys, you find me. And I thought that very intensely for the next 48 hours, not all the time, but whenever the thought of my keys, instead of getting up and looking again, I'd think, keys, you find me. 2 days later, I found them. Not only did I find them, I taught other people this. Other people have used it. People on a movie I worked on, my girlfriend, a friend of hers. You can invent systems. And what I suggest is, because I went through an experience in 1977 that I was talking about, my near-death experience, I learned how I see symbolism. I'm always learning more. But the first thing you do as far as reading symbolism or picking up intuition or picking up how your guides are talking to you is be aware of everything. And don't, it's not a intense thing. It's a light, easygoing, mellow thing. That's when,
I know most of the signs, so I'd be reading up on it, but I don't know what main sign I should look for with them. I don't know if I get my messages to the TV, the license plate numbers, pictures, people conversations, the animals.
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
Remember, they don't have a body and they don't have lips and they don't have a logical mind. They know they have spirit. And so they appear in ways that spiritually we can understand them or we can see them or we can get the hints. But no, they're not going to, God or your guides is not going to give you an email. But someone might, someone else might, and it could be in that form that they're communicating with you. Do you see what I'm saying? So think real broad. The first thing I felt is still coming out. Your curiosity is good. The more you tune into it, the more you'll start seeing the signs and the more you'll develop your own ability at picking them up. That's kind of what collectively they're all saying, because you've got several, obviously.
Dang.
Everybody has. Everybody has. We have more guardian angels and guides than we even believe. We really do. I can say that with absolute certainty, even though I cannot prove it. We really do.
Okay.
But we
now,
do
they have
to,
any... Oh, go ahead.
I say we do have to open up to them. Now, what were you going to say, my dear?
Okay. Now, I was like, I've been looking for a job, and I've been looking so long as far as senior care, child care, assisted living, and I don't know.
Right.
I wanted to get so bad.
Bring your guides in. When you meditate tonight and do meditate, bring your guides in. Put the frustration of not having found the job aside so you can bring your guides in and your energy in and your intuition in. And just like I said, I found my keys, you find your job. You create a system. You may have not known the system yesterday, but try it tonight and tomorrow. And you'll build on that. Does that help you, girl?
That helped me. I've been trying to open up to my guides, angels, and whoever around me. And
hey,
been meditating and manifesting me a job and whatever I want, and it's just
a process.
Yes.
It's a process. It's not a switch. If it was a switch, I'd charge you $5 and you'd be happy and I'd be a billionaire. Have faith.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
Keep going that direction, Shrill, okay?
I will. I try. I will. I'm determined. Thank
good,
you. Have
girl.
A good night, okay, sweetie?
You too. Be at peace. And thanks for the sweetie. That made my day.
You know?
You're all
welcome.
Right.
Okay.
Shrill and all you folks, by the way, you can call back and listen to the archives. 954, are you there? 954.
Yes, hi. Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, how are you, my dear?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I have something to say about the guides. I really didn't know too much about guides. I was living in Florida for a while, and it was a very quiet suburban community.
Mm-hmm.
And I had lost my mom, and my kids were grown, and I hadn't worked in many, many years, and I was just sort of lying on the bed and relaxing, and quite
mm-hmm.
audibly, and not having any confidence in getting a job because I just felt I haven't worked in so long and I'm older now, and you know, but quite audibly, this androgynous voice said, "You could do it. You could do it. Just do
it."
Oh
yeah, they could appear in very
wasn't a male
form.
Voice. Yeah, wasn't a male voice. It wasn't a female voice. It was audible. It wasn't in my head. It was.
Oh,
I heard it. And,
check out my
it was
book.
Very,
check out my book, mm-hmm. A Second in Eternity. I had guides talk to me and protect me through a car accident that would have killed me, and I didn't get a scratch.
God.
It was the most incredible.
Wow.
I even put all the police records in the book, so I know that. They talked to me. Of course, I didn't expect people to believe me at the time. Now they're more prone to, but
well,
how can I help
you,
you
know, okay, well, I just wanted to know about my current job. I'm not sure what to do. I mean, I'm thinking about changing, but I just want to kind of know if the right time is now to look, or you know, or should I wait, or you know,
okay,
I'm just
I'll tell you
a little
what.
Confused. And
I'm using these 16 stones, and I'll kind of tell you what I see for the next couple months, and concentrate on your job and what you've asked me. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So all you have to do, my dear, when it feels right, is say drop. I'll drop these stones and I'll tell you what I see.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you do feel like you're kind of being weighed down, not moving as fast as you'd like it. And that's mm-hmm. just the nature of the beast right now. But that same determination, that same sort of, like you have to get your courage up to kind of go to work and go through it to some degree, you know, that same courage you use for that can really be effective for you learning a completely new way to sell yourself, to see yourself, promote yourself. And part of why the reason I'm saying that is because you've got Pluto in the past, and you've got like a lot of doubts and fears of moving forward that you have been going through, and maybe
mm-hmm.
that is the reason you feel sort of chained in a way, you know. So change your fears about moving forward. Change your fears about I might miss the job, I may not know, blah, blah, blah. And get into this feeling within yourself, as you were talking about with your guides, about being at peace, about just mm-hmm. I'm going to be at peace, I'm going to make every day work. And as you go through the next week to 2 weeks, you're going to start feeling yourself getting not only re-inspired where you're at, but that inspiration gives you like the ability to go out and sell yourself to where you really want to be. So think big. And don't be afraid of looking to good jobs in that either pay more or offer you more and so forth. I don't feel like you're moving on the next couple days. I feel like you take this time in the next week, which is helpful, to really almost like prepare yourself for successes rather than feel yourself always dangling with failure. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a real mental and spiritual change here in the first week. So I said the same. If you feel a rock on you and you have to push hard, you have to really get a lot of strength to move it off of you, that same strength that you sometimes feel to you're fighting, you're pushing up, use to align yourself with this mm-hmm. new system of believing in yourself, loving yourself, selling yourself. Because by the second, third week, this is going to work quite well for you. You really are going to feel refreshed. And it's, you know, it's certainly no accident. It's you going through the, you know, self-enlightening process. Because that helps you not only think big, but it sets you up for and start a real lucky cycle for yourself. But it sets mm-hmm. you up for good, like, coincidences, you know, good things mm-hmm. happening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You bumping into someone who says, well, I happen to know the head of Google. I'll get you a job there. You know,
right.
I mean, it's possible.
Synchronicities.
yeah, really, because it feels like all sorts of good, interesting changes with people, with job, with career. And even if you have to go further or drive to another place or this sort of thing, it really doesn't seem like it's a hassle or a bother because you're getting so much more inspired. Now, exactly what this job is and how soon it's coming, I can't quite tell. But it does feel like by the sixth and seventh week, you have some pretty good information about it. And you're armed enough to move forward. And from there on, it looks like things are kind of falling into play a lot smoother. And how do you get there? You get there right now by deciding to focus on the miracles unfolding rather than the things that didn't happen yet. You get me?
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's the,
right.
That's
right.
The first step toward you bringing like big interesting change to yourself. Quit fighting. Let it happen. Create a miracle. Find your keys, like mm-hmm. I was saying a while ago. Find your job. Pull it yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're running a 100-yard dash, you don't. Before they shoot the gun, you're not on your knees thinking, oh, I'm going to trip. Nope. I'm going to kick ass. That's the way you
are. Right. You're right. 100% right. Very, very. And I like what you said about the keys. Let the keys find me. Absolutely.
That's
right on. I mean, it's so awesome. You know, I just never thought of it that way.
Why shouldn't the universe work good for us?
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't, you know? We all know it can work like hell, but hell, why shouldn't it work good?
Oh, absolutely. You're correct. Very, 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 you know, very great advice. Very great advice. I'm going to take it with me. Thank you so much.
I hope that helped you, Sharon. You got good results coming. Just change the fear into determination because that'll make you feel like you're not pushing around a dead weight, but you're making progress toward where you want to go. There's a difference.
Right.
Same situation, completely different approach.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you for your insight.
Sure.
Thank you.
Have a
great evening. Thank you.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. And again, Sharon, you and all you folks can listen back on the archives. Let people know what I do. That really helps. I do appreciate that. Taking callers in the order they've called. Probably get all you folks. This is area code 414. Are you with us, 414?
Hello. How are you doing? This is Felicia.
Felicia?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, Felicia, how can I help you, my dear?
Really, I guess I shouldn't say general, but just what do you see, like career, finance, whatever, overall.
Okay, I'll kind of tell you what I see for the next couple of months. I call this, excuse me. I call this 3 months in 3 minutes, though it's often 4 or 5 minutes, but... I can only cover so much, but I try to inspire people. And I've had people tell me, they said, well, you're always so inspirational and so positive. And I think, do I need to tell you how difficult life is? I mean, don't you already know that? You know?
Right.
So why should I reiterate that? And Felicia, having said that, I've been charging up these stones while I've been babbling along. They're nice and warm. All you have to do is say drop.
Drop.
Okay. You've got Jupiter right at the top. You also have Pluto. They're kind of like the caller I just had. Pluto is about 11 o'clock, same place here. Jupiter's close. But Jupiter is also saying don't look at the past. As either the necessarily the bad parts have to repeat themselves or the good parts can't. Do you understand? Because as you go through this next couple of days and week, I think you're going to shift that focus a lot. You do have a lot of responsibilities. Do you have kids?
Yes, three.
Okay,
youngest is 19.
It felt like a lot of responsibility with kids, with family, and so forth. As you go through this next couple days, there's Jupiter right at the top, and like I said, it's showing how it's changing from Pluto, which is the difficult, the doubt, fears and that sort of thing, to Jupiter, which is expansion and good. And you have the Lux Stone by the second week pointing up to Jupiter, reaffirming more good growth for you. Now, what does it come in first? It comes in attitude. It comes in thinking. It comes in the way you look at no matter what happened yesterday. You only have this moment and forward. And actually, you only have this moment. So as you go through this next couple days and week, start this process with yourself of believing you can just shift everything, believing you can win, willing to change your whole methods, your ways of thinking, everything that's blocking you up from having both good relationships, good luck, good communication, good confidence, good salespersonship, and all that sort of thing. There's a lot of factors there that you can just let go of as far as what didn't work yesterday and take up this new feeling of what you're going to make today and tomorrow, because Saturn here at the very top right next to Mercury and Venus and Lux Stone is saying this next week or so, really allow yourself to see everything differently, come up with a new belief for yourself, because that starts everything else working. And that takes the burden and the difficulty that you feel about your family and your responsibility and so forth and starts bringing in this feeling of, wow, I can do. I can make things happen. I can almost like pull miracles out and create surprises. And as you go through the first and second week here, that becomes more and more the mantra, because as you do that, it increases your intuitive ability, your psychic ability, your determination, your connection with God, your connection with your guides, and certainly your connection with yourself, because you want to have a good, happy, positive life with the right romance and people who, mates who care for you and good job, and that's all coming into play. So one thing we always have to do is put our worries aside so we can get today's fresh plan. You know, you don't read yesterday's news to find out what's happening most currently. You read today's news. So start this whole feeling about yourself. Just let go of all this doubt from the past. Like I said, kind of like the past caller, the stones are very similar at the first week. Because by the second week and into the third week, you're going to find yourself not only much more balanced, but much more able to assert yourself, be the person you want to be when you present yourself. Take the sort of it probably won't work and throw that out and take in the why shouldn't it work. I don't know if you heard a while ago, but find your keys, that sort of thing. Make your miracle happen, because as you do this in the first week or two, excuse me, you're going to find it's really helping you have this fresh sense of balance with yourself, a fresh sense of being able to like sell yourself. Again, there's a lot of things similar to the caller before in certain ways. By the third and fourth week here, it feels like things over your place become much more in your control. It feels like you're sort of like stretching outside the box as far as confidence. Think real big. The universe, as we all know, will slap us down a little bit. So, shoot for 300 and settle for 150. It's a lot better than shooting for 50 and settling for 30. Because by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, as you allow yourself to be more flexible, more fresh, less, don't find yourself defined by the past. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't expect things to repeat themselves in a less than satisfying way. If you change your tactics, if you change your way of looking at things, you're going to change the results. And that's what it feels like you're doing in this first couple of weeks, because just your fear of it not happening clouds your ability to know how to let it happen. It really does. And by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, I feel with home, with place, with feelings about family and love, and you being able to really get closer to your dreams, I feel like it's really fallen into play. I wouldn't be surprised if by the next couple of weeks you get a lot of luck about jobs, ideas. Then you have to do the follow-through, and that's where you really sell yourself. So you want to start thinking real positive right now. So when you go into these interviews, you are a glowing light, and they can't resist your enthusiasm. You with me? Let's face it, if you own a company and you're looking for a guy who does tech, and five people come in and four of them are great at tech but just don't have any pizzazz, and you get the fifth person, they're pretty good at tech, but, boy, they got a personality. They can do things. You might just hire that person just for their ability and hire some tech guys to go under that person just because of personality, just because of determination. So turn your glow on full blast, girl. It's been darkened for a while, dampened, and it's up to you to let this good positive light out for yourself again. You've got everything to win and absolutely nothing to lose. Just shift gears. You can't do it instantaneously, but you can do it a hell of a lot quicker than you think. You with me?
Okay. Yes,
I am. That's really important because you're going to find yourself being able to believe in yourself and sell yourself a hell of a lot better. And then you'll be that fifth person that may not be the perfect person for the job, but the person they want because of other factors as well. You with me, girl?
Yes, I am. Yes, I have struggled for a little bit because my daughter had came back, and now I'm trying to process. So everything you're saying is correct with the kids. I'm trying to send my son off to college. I'm trying to have that extra funds to send him. So, yes, I understand.
Every time you go to bed at night, meditate for 10 minutes and think prosperity and good and your guardian angels helping you and gold and light and beauty. And the more you think, that's the more we bring it to ourselves. Just like I found my keys. And continue to. Every time I lose something now, I find it in minutes, not days, minutes. I just go, okay, pull me to you. A few minutes later, I'll walk on it. It's the norm now. Just like practicing 20 years on piano, it's the norm to sit down and play, not have to think about it. Hope that helps you, girl.
You have. Very much. Thank you.
Good, Felicia. God bless you. Stay happy.
You too.
And inspired, my dear. Okay, great to have all you callers in tonight. I'm going to try and get to all of you. We've got about 27 minutes to go and can probably get the most of you. So this is 610. Are you there, 610?
Oh, yes, I am. Thank you.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
Marilyn.
Marilyn. I'm typing this out so I can remember. Beautiful name, girl.
Thank you.
How can I help you, my dear?
Oh, yet another work career person. I can't help it.
I'll try.
Trying to figure out what's coming up.
Well, you know, I've to all you folks about career, I graduated with an electrical engineering degree in 1970. I served 2 years as a conscientious objector. And because I was a war protester and didn't want to work in the defense industry, and all the jobs at the time for engineers were in defense, I decided to just play music. I've been playing since I was 15. I played all through college. And I spent the next 45 years of my life, or 50 years, playing music and doing readings. I'm 66 now. I've never been booked in my life more than about a month or two or three ahead, ever. Mostly when I lived in Europe in the 90s, because I could get more bookings. But the moral of my story is I wouldn't have survived the first year had I not had a lot of faith. And faith and optimism and being optimistic and faithful at the moment, not waiting for something to come to be happy, but being happy and inspired at the moment, that opens miracles. So find your keys, believe in yourself, and that's the best thing I can say from my own experience. Now, having said that, Marilyn, I've been charging these stones up, my dear. They're nice and warm. And all you have to do is very clearly say drop. I'll tell you what I see.
Okay. Go ahead and drop those stones.
All right. You got a lot of good stones at the top here. You've got the life stone. You've got Mercury pointing over to the luck stone. You've got Mars and the sun stone. So it feels like with the life stone at the very top, in spite of some decisions you think you may have not made the best decisions, it's okay. Because you're about to move in a period now where your decision-making is going to be a lot better. You do have a lot of, there's like almost pressure on yourself like be up to your own standards in a way, and that's a good thing. But use it in a very inspirational way, not a way of feeling bad about yourself, because you can't always control what happens, who accepts you, who doesn't, the market. But you can always control how you are affected by the situation. And so I'm saying, as you go through this next week and a half to two, you're doing a lot of organizing. You're planning. You're kind of getting everything worked out in a way so you can take a big launch in your life. And that includes healing with a lot of things emotionally from the past, letting all that, be in the past, learn from it, but don't drag it into the future. Because as you go through this first week with a sense of decision-making and determination and being able to break through this wall that you feel around you, or these walls, do it. Visualization, determination, being at peace, not fighting, but bringing a flower to melt the wall. As you do that in the next week to 2 weeks, it's helping you put a lot of your doubts and fears aside. It's giving you a whole new feeling of emotional empowerment and bringing you a lot of luck. And that's when things start taking off in the third, fourth, and fifth week, because in this first week to 2 weeks, you're going to be making a lot of decisions about really empowering yourself despite the situation. And almost like learning how to create a completely new lucky cycle for for yourself. And a lot of your doubts in the past that keep kind of coming up, it feels like you're conquering those because you're making this pledge to yourself here in the first week that, you know what, all I have is now and forward. So like really organizing and planning on that. It's almost like you're getting a resume and everything together so you can have a like hit the stage dancing with the lights full blast. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's sort of the picture I'm seeing. Real big bold steps instead of kind of, you know, partial. You've got the you have the talents and personality that people want, could use. So you have to bring that up to the very surface, even a little bit more than you have. And don't be afraid to mark yourself as a complete winner. Just got a little dusty for a while, wiping the dust off. I'm a musician. If I don't pick up a guitar or piano for a while, I get kind of rough. Have to pick it up, practice a little bit before I get back in shape. Just like running or exercising. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week, girl, there's a lot of good things happening for you. You've got new plans about the future. You've got a lot of new exciting things. Your ability to communicate with people, sell yourself, plan, project is all increasing by, leaps and bounds, so to speak. And by the fifth and sixth week here, it certainly feels like you've either put in resumes or connected people who are like trying to find a slot for you or trying to put you in place, because you do sell yourself to people here about how effective you can be. And from the ninth to the 12th week on, it feels like there's a lot of success. There really is. Both with you feeling good about love and balance again, and the decisions you've made here in the first week to help it with being blocked by an obstacle I'm going to conquer. As I said earlier, I don't know if you heard, find your keys. Find your job. You with me?
Yep.
Because this first week is a lot of planning and structure so you can make sort of a grand presentation from the third and fourth and fifth week on, and that seems like it really works for you. And I think you know what I'm talking about as far as having that big, big, going with a full resume that's got glitter and lights on it. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
You're going to have a lot of satisfaction and luck at this. Just go about it a little different angle, a little more determination with a little less work, a little more magic, a little more confidence, a little more belief. Okay?
So you see work, job versus starting my own business?
Well, I think you're considering both, and I think you're probably juggling both right now. One may happen before the other. You may take a job so you can have the stability, but it seems like doing your own business is certainly something you could do. And it feels like by the third and fourth week here, you sort of know which direction that is. You may be applying meanwhile anyway. Maybe whichever gun goes off first, that's the way you go. Because you're opening up. Yeah, that you're opening up a lot of fresh things by making these decisions in the first week to you know, to hell with my life being blocked. I got possibility. I got power. And you're going to realize by the end of this three-month period what it means to really kick ass and apply it. And, wow, okay, made a big shift. I feel like you got both a job offering and your business coming up here in the next couple of weeks, and you'll probably have to juggle which one is most important. Does that help you?
It helps a lot. I appreciate this.
Feels very good. Yeah, the life stones at the very top. It's showing decision-making, pointing right to Mercury and Mars. Mars is direction, action. The sun, you having it. So don't let anything stop you, girl.
And you said there's love coming in as well?
I feel like it is, but yeah, it feels like you're kind of having to let go of some old things before the fresh can come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you've let go of a lot of it, a little bit more. A little bit more just relaxing and being at peace. That'll set your vibe towards attracting 100%. Does that help you, girl?
Yes, it does. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
You too, Marilyn. God bless you. And any of you folks that are interested, I can certainly give more detail in a 30-minute reading, which you can find on my website, GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com. Got a lot of you folks called in tonight. I'm honored. Really am. Makes me feel good. If I can't get to all of you, check me out next week or check me out. I do readings over the phone and check out what I do, GaryWimmer.com. Having said that, we're at 1111111111111. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Patty.
Patty, are you calling on Skype?
Oh, no. No, I'm not. I'm calling from a regular phone. I think I forgot to unblock my number.
Oh, that's cool. We'll just call you 11111. No, we'll call you Patty. How can I help you, Patty?
Things have just been really chaotic. They've been chaotic for years and a lot of difficult times. And my mom was my best friend. She passed away 6 years ago. And just went through hard times, and I'm hitting it really like everybody else is. I also need a job, and whatever, you know, whatever my reading says. And it's really interesting. You're a really interesting man. I think the show is really good.
Well, thank you. I've certainly been through a lot of things in my life. And like I said, I'm 66. I've worked my whole life employed by myself for 45 years, never booked up more than a couple months ahead at best. So I know what it's like to look for work. I was always looking for work.
Yeah.
But believe in miracles. Set yourself up.
I do. I'm with the Lord. But sometimes I just been so knocked down. And, you know,
it's all a cycle.
I live, I had to lose a lot of, I don't have too much money. And a lot of it had to go out for a repair. And it was crazy. It was crazy for 3 weeks of craziness and dishonest people. And
well, we'll try to set that straight. We'll try to see what's enlightening that's coming for you. And let go of the past. Can't change yesterday, but boy, you
okay.
can make a completely different tomorrow. Now, having said that, Patty, I've been charging up these stones, and whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months. Okay?
Drop.
You're ready to go. Well, you are ready to go. Now, there's been a lot of changes. You've got Uranus right here, so there's been a lot of changes, yes, indeed. But it feels like if you process these, if you start recognizing when there's a lot of change, you also get a lot of, let me say it this way. Some of the best scientific discoveries have been accidents. Some of the curveballs we get in life, yeah, they can drag us through a pile of crap. But they can also bring us to a place and a time or in a person or a situation that we never would have stumbled upon. So a lot of these changes that you've been through should be, and this is something that I really suggest you thinking about, quit worrying about the fact that they're going to bring more confusing, crazy crap. The real power you have is interpreting things. We don't always have power over a situation. We have complete power how we interpret it. So as you go through this next week or two, there's a lot of you like stretching your own bounds within yourself, even a little wider. And it's putting the worry, the strain, the work of doing that aside. It becomes more of a, like a mental and spiritual easy exercise. It's not sweating till you're worn out. Just like I was saying when I thought about find my keys, I didn't sit there and grit my teeth and say it over and over. I think it lightly, jokingly, fun, partnership-wise. Me and my keys are partners, comeback partner. And if you think about things that way, a lot more than all the crap you've been running into, because that's why you're still kind of facing it. You haven't quite let go of the fact that there's probably more crap coming. And I'm saying, just quit looking at it that way. There also might be great change coming, great enlightenment and luck, and that is coming. It really is. Okay. You have to kind of process all this things you've been through and quit looking at it as confusion. Start looking at how much it can liberate you, teach you, educate you. It can help you go through your fears. It's almost like, wow, if I can make it this far, I can make it through anything. And why not? When I had my near-death experience, 1977, I thought, wow, if I can make it through this exact same thing, I can make it through anything. I'm not afraid of anything when it comes down to it. I'm just not. Because what doesn't do any good? Believe, have faith. If you have faith, then you have no room for fear. Now, it's a constant work in progress because I certainly don't have it perfected, but I work on it all the time. And I know that there's a button that says be at peace and have faith, and there's a button that says the world is treating me like crap, and I choose to push the first one every time. And that's why I'm seeing this big shift in you. So you don't set up a return of confusion and chaos and things beyond your control. And as you change the way you feel about yourself and about your life, lighten up, forgive yourself, you know, and forgive other people, but forgive yourself first. And start opening up this real, you know, why can't you create miracles? Why can't you have all this power and faith and confidence? Because by the second and third week, as you go through this really stretching yourself beyond the psychic limits you know now, you're going to find yourself actually getting your timing right with your situation. And that starts lining things up with you very effectively. Because by the second into the third week, not only do you feel more comfortable about place in spite of all the changes, more comfortable about environment in spite of all the changes, but you start feeling by the third and fourth week here, good plans, the ability to follow through, good communication, you're talking to more people. I think you're probably like sending out resumes, checking on jobs, that sort of thing. And what it feels like is so good for you is in this first week, as you get a lot of this flexibility and put all this doubt aside, which, like I says, is a process. It's not a switch. But as you do it, you're going to find yourself creating a lot of confidence, luck, ability, determination, getting your light on, that sort of thing, by the third and fourth and fifth week. And that feels like it gets people on your side. You talk to certain people and they go, hey, just as I was saying a while ago, you're the fifth person in the room that may not have the exact skill set as the other four people, but you got the kick-ass mentality, you're smiling, you're happy, you're industrious, you're not coming in to apply with a bunch of fear and doubt. You with me?
I was doing it all, and then this stuff that just happened just looks like it exhausted me. And
well,
I live with my father, and he's an hysterical person. He's a negative, hysterical person.
Well, you
at times, if anything goes wrong, and it's so draining.
Well,
I'm trying to handle everything and be positive and be prayerful and have faith.
Then you're doing the right thing. All I'm encouraging you to do is do it from a more empowering, light, happy mode, and less from a worry, frustrated, I'm up against the...
You're right.
It's the mode.
You're exactly right. It is the mode.
It is the mode. If you're trying to get someone to work for you, you don't bring your employees in and say, what the fuck is your story, buddy? I'm just using being real blunt. You say, how are you? What's your skill set? So, it's the mode of thinking. You're coming more from fear than from empowerment and inspiration and confidence.
Right, you're totally right about that. Gary, may I ask you something? I am a lyric writer, and it seems this is, and I keep, every time I find, like, a musician, something happens. Like, I just was working with, we set up to work with a woman, and then her marriage just fell apart, and she can't do anything. Every time I find somebody to write the music, and everybody loves the songs. Now,
learn
10
to play.
Years, 10 years, I'll
Patty,
tell you a story
Patty.
Since you're a musician.
Shh,
like to
Patty,
know what you think
Patty.
About a musician. 10
Patty.
Years ago, a man
Patty,
from a very famous...
Patty, I might have to cut you off. You got to hold on. Hold on, hold on. Let me say something. We got several more callers here in 10 minutes. You still there?
Yeah.
Patty, okay. Learn to play by yourself. You can teach yourself. It may take a little time, but you can teach yourself to play. I say real quickly, you know, I'll give you the best advice for learning how to play music. I know so many women, singers, vocalists, writers, who are frustrated because they can't get four or five good guys together who are musicians. It's uphill. Learn to play yourself. You can teach yourself in a couple years. You don't have to be a maestro. You just have to learn basic chord theory. Now, I say three things real quickly. You want to play music? You have to, first of all, learn a little bit of the basics of chord structure. You can go on my website, GaryWimmer.com, click on the musician link, click on a PDF there of music theory. That's all you'll ever need to know about music theory. Number two, you need to practice technique so you get your fingers to go in the right place, whether it's piano or guitar or whatever. Number three, you take that technique and that knowledge of chord structure and you put it together and you play songs. Nobody wants to hear you play a C scale. Nobody wants to hear you talk about music theory. They want a song. So you learn technique. You learn the music theory at the same time, and you start learning songs. All that technique theory doesn't mean a damn thing if you don't play a song. Patty, I got several more callers. Try that out.
Thank you.
God bless you, okay? You can teach
yourself.
God bless
you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too, girl. You too. Trying to get to all you folks. Sure appreciate all the callers tonight. Some of you have all been very patient, and I do appreciate it. 614, you there?
Hi, Gary. This is Lori.
Lori, how are you, my dear?
Hi, I'm doing good. Just sweating out here in California.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, we've had a little milder summer here in Austin, Texas than usual, and I'm grateful. Of course, God, we're in the same position, California, as we need water. We need water. We need water.
Right. Right.
Having said that, Lori, how can I help you, my dear?
Okay. Let's see what the Stones have in store for me for the future, next 3 months.
Okay, my dear, I'm charging them up. Have I ever done a reading for you?
You have, but it's been quite a while.
Okay, okay. Well, was that helpful for you then?
Yeah, yes it was.
Okay. Well, I can only cover so much in about 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to try to get another couple callers here. But having said that, Lori, these stones are warm, and all you need to do is say drop.
Drop.
Okay. Wow. You've got Mars pointing right toward the commitment stone, which means a lot of direction to getting things done right now or starting to make some plans. Now, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like some things about that are getting worked out. So you can get kind of like everything on the same page. And it takes some letting go of the past. It takes some looking at the good things y'all bring to each other. That's real important here. That's sort of almost like reinventing your chemistry, because it seems like something about that has the same thing to do with you and reinventing your life. So take this. Mars is right at the top. It shows you taking a lot of action and almost like a commitment in these next couple days and week to things about the relationship, to putting it on a fresh start so you feel lucky and you feel creative. And by doing that, it's bringing you up a lot of creative, inspirational, intuitive ability again that seems to be what you're looking for, so you get the next sense of direction in your life. Does that make sense to you? Because by the third and fourth week here, as you clear up a lot of these things in the relationship and plans, you get stronger direction, you all get on the same page, you kind of just get re-inspired in all these ways. It allows you to emotionally feel so much more empowered. You're not firing on like 6 cylinders instead of 8. Now you're firing on 8 by the second and third week here. And that gives you the ability to manage things around the home. And at the same time, make a lot of decisions about where you're going to stretch out in the future. Are you planning on any more education in any way?
Actually, I am.
You know, it seems like that could be something that'd help you. You don't have to do it right today. You may be planning on it today, but it feels
right.
Like something that's going to give you like better career opportunities and more confidence within yourself. And it feels like it frees you up in some way. It gives you more options and that sort of thing, or something like that. Because by the 8th and 9th and 10th week here, things with communication, love, balance, harmony, the home, the relationship are certainly on a completely fresh basis, which brings you to the point of knowing that you can take care of the home, stretch out, use your talent and your creativity almost like in a new, fresh way here coming up in the next couple of weeks. See yourself in a new, fresh way, updated, you know, that sort of thing. And like, you know, I'm dated as a musician. If I wanted to get updated, I'd have to learn all the shit I hadn't learned in the last 25, 30 years. You know? All
right.
The songs I know are from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know?
Right.
So in a way, you're quicker to update than I would be, for sure. But by the 9th to the 12th week here, it feels like you've made the right decisions. You're ready to go right now. You really are. It's almost like a wild horse ready to go. So line everything up for yourself, including the relationship, and you're going to find this wild horse is really working for you. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because the first thing I feel for is this sense of balance. You've got a lot of energy, you know. You've got a lot of determination.
Not today.
Well, maybe not today, but you do have a lot of energy. And it feels like it's taking a rebirth. You're really it's kind of like you're coming out of a cycle where nothing was happening and you're ready for things to happen, so you kind of get your engine revved up. Okay, which direction to go?
Forward.
Forward. Amen. Forward. But
yep.
So this also is going to clear a lot of doubts out to you in the next couple of weeks about what can and can happen. So you're not looking at what can't or didn't happen or what difficulties you've been through, but like really expanding your horizons, your vision. That help you, my dear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Lori, glad you called in, my dear. Appreciate
Thank you
having a long wait. God bless
Thank you.
You.
You
check
too.
In again. Let people know what I do. Check out the website. And again, Lori, like everybody, if you want to call in and download the archives, you certainly can. Can't get to all you folks tonight. Thank you. Try next week. We'll be here. We'll get to 727, though. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
My name is Lacey.
Lacey. Got just a moment. What's your question, girl? How can I help you?
I was just kind of curious about any past lives I may have had. I had a couple interesting things come up, and I was just really kind of curious about that.
I felt like you were a teacher taking care of kids. That may not be your niche now.
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Okay, that's what I feel like. You were a teacher taking care of kids. That seems to be a one life. Let me... You've certainly worked lives as a... like a healer. And you had... feels like a couple lives as a healer, but you were really... very unique in your methods. Like if you were Indian, you would do different concoctions of drugs and therapies, and in the Middle East you did other things because you actually invented a lot of methods to help people, to heal people, to put people at peace. And you probably feel some sort of tendency now, maybe not so much with chemicals and therapies, but with attitude. You're a healer. You know what I'm talking about. You have a lot of ability
yes,
there,
I
and,
do.
It's not just an accident. And this life, it seems like with kids and healers. Another thing you're also doing from past lives, you have a very powerful effect on men. That's very. It's not putting them in their place, but it's being very honest, inspiring them, bring them up stuff they don't know, that sort of thing. So keep using that talent. And, Lacey, I'm out of time, girl. I'm going to have to end this show.
That's
I hope that
quite
helps
all right.
You.
Thank you so much.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Sense?
Thank you.
Good. Try next week, Lori. We've only got 20 seconds, and sorry I couldn't get to all you callers, but God bless those y'all did call. Try back next Monday. Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, Gary L. Wimmer. Thank you. Check out A Second in Eternity and Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. See you next week.